This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Officials in Beijing say everyone returning there from other parts of China must self-quarantine for 14 days or face possible legal action. It is part of the country's effort to stop the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus. Meanwhile, there are new infection numbers to report. Here is the AP's Sarah Bassett.
The latest count of new cases came in at just over 2,600, down nearly half from the previous day. The new figures raised the country's case total to just over 66,000, with the death toll reaching just over 1,500. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, China's Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs, Qin Gang, says the number of confirmed cases outside China is less than 1% of the case count on the mainland.
The epidemic is controllable and the disease curable.
France has reported Europe's first death from the new virus, a Chinese tourist from Hubei province where the disease emerged in December. I'm Sarah Bassett.
There was good news today for American passengers on the Diamond Princess cruise ship, which is quarantined in the port of Yokohama, Japan, because of the coronavirus infections found on board. The U.S. Embassy in Tokyo says a charter plane will arrive tomorrow to airlift people home. Hundreds of U.S. citizens are among the 2,600 passengers on the Diamond Princess. Another 67 virus cases have been reported on the vessel today, bringing the total to 285. The president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, today appeared on a town hall meeting at the Munich Security Conference. It was carried live by CNN. Asked about a long-promised meeting with President Donald Trump at the White House, Zelensky told Christian Amanpour he wants that meeting, but that the ball is in the U.S. court, meaning it's up to the American side. Zelensky also said it was time people stop referring to Ukraine as a corrupt country, a description often used by Mr. Trump. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. With word the United States has reached an agreement with the Taliban on a reduction of violence in Afghanistan, the waiting begins. A critical question that needs to be answered, the timing of direct discussions between the insurgents and the Afghan government, which is part of the agreement. VOA correspondent Ardita Dunalari on what could lie ahead.
If both sides succeed in reducing violence, there will soon follow broad negotiations to set the roadmap for the country's political future. Afghan officials welcomed the negotiated proposal.
There is hope. We can't say everything is going to be solved. The level of war and violence must decrease to pave the way for a comprehensive ceasefire, inter-Afghan talks, and peace among Afghans.
Even if both sides can dramatically reduce violence, many Afghans remain concerned about sustaining hard-earned successes after the U.S. withdrawal. Ardita Dunalari, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper at the Munich meeting today said he was optimistic about the limited agreement with the Taliban.
We have on the table right now a reduction in violence proposal that was negotiated between our ambassador and the Taliban. It looks very promising.
A major theme in Munich is the need for transatlantic unity. It seems a response to another theme, America First, so often heard from President Trump. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
NATO is the ultimate expression of the West. Europe and North America united in our vision of free and open societies, and in our commitment to protect and defend one another.
Serious questions remain about Boeing's grounded fleet of 737 MAX 8 jets and when those planes might return to service. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
American Airlines is the latest to say that based on guidance from Boeing and safety regulators, it won't be using the troubled MAX jets before August, 2 months later than planned. That means some 4,000 flights are being canceled each month that the plane is out of service during the peak summer travel period. United says it's taken the grounded aircraft off its schedule through September, and Southwest made a similar announcement, tipping off travelers early so they can change their plans. MAX jets have been grounded since last March after two deadly crashes, and new software problems have been reported since. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Airbus says it deeply regrets the U.S. decision to increase tariffs on aircraft imported from the European Union. Those tariffs are set to go from 10 to 15% the middle of next month. Gene Randall, VOA News.